The chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada suggests a moderate increase in the average value of farmland across Canada demonstrates the resilience of Canadian agriculture in the face of the impacts of COVID-19. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Farm Credit Canada's just-released Farmland Values Mid-Year Review shows the national average for farmland values increased an average of 3.7% for the first half of this year, in line with mid-year results over the past 5 years. J.P. Gervais, the chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada, says given the global economic situation during the first half of 2020, Canada's farmland market is showing remarkable resilience in the face of adversity.
It shows that most people in the industry are still quite optimistic about the future of the industry. I mean, there have been some significant disruptions in some supply chains, livestock for the most part. If you think of the hog supply chain as well as the cattle supply chain, they've been hit hard, and that's been having an impact for sure on the revenues of producers and farm operators, if you think of hogs and cattle more specifically. But overall, when you look at grains and oilseeds, looking at where prices are right now, looking at the size of the crops, the 2020 crop, I think the outlook for crops remains positive. So it's a bit of a mixed outlook here. I mean, we've had some really difficult months when it comes to livestock supply chains, whereas if you look on the crop side, especially for grains, oilseeds, and pulses, we've had export cases been above last year. Prices, as I said, are moving up. We've got a good crop coming in. So there's a little bit of optimism in the industry because of that, despite the COVID-19 crisis and the damaging impact it has had on the supply chain. I mean, from a crop standpoint, I think things are positive in terms of an outlook.
Gervais says despite the challenges faced by the livestock sector, the African swine fever outbreak in China and other parts of the world has strengthened the outlook for export demand for Canadian red meat. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.